This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The daughter said we are we're a benevolent organization. We didn't seek this attention, and we don't want to be part of this uproar.
More reaction naturally to what's happened in Charlottesville, as it is the topic of conversation, or at least one of them, across the U.S. I always say it's like a tsunami that floods of opinion in a couple of different directions, and this time it's not necessarily from D.C. It's from Charlottesville and other areas talking about Confederate monuments and the horrible outcome of what happened over the weekend with a white supremacist rally. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And thus again, as we skedaddle in through the adventure of another hour of this show that I so love doing, here we are talking about hate mongers and horrific things that have happened to an innocent people. Finally, Bannon, though, reacts. As much as he is being trashed as potentially getting the pink slip, Bannon called white supremacists a collection of clowns, is what he said. Steve Bannon disparaged the mindset that motivates white supremacists in an interview that was published on Wednesday, calling them what I said, clowns. The ethno-nationalism, it's losers, he said in an interview published by a progressive magazine, American Prospect. The White House chief strategist comments follow really a weekend of massive turmoil in the U.S. after that rally in Charlottesville turned violent and forced a state of emergency. A woman was killed and other protesters were injured when a car plowed through the crowd. The days after it, there were a bunch of remarks from the president, some off the cuff, that have been strongly rebuked, and politicians have distanced themselves from the comments, both Republicans, like the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and Democrats. So while Bannon, the former editor of the far-right news website Breitbart, is absolutely stuck in quicksand and is a controversial figure in the White House, very safe to say that, he apparently didn't believe he was being interviewed when he spoke to the co-founder and co-editor of the American Prospect earlier in the week. They say it was no interview, but then left it alone after that. And he went a little bit deeper when he was questioned about a couple of things. So there's no reversing what he said there. That's, for sure. Whether he survives in the administration, well, that's a different story altogether. So some are sharpening their knives, let's put it that way. After Charlottesville, now the discussion turns to Confederate memorials. And there are many in the U.S. Some have already been taken down. In Baltimore, it was like a thief in the night. One man described it as walking his dog. He said he had never seen anything happen so quickly in Baltimore. The mayor of Baltimore, Catherine Pugh, decided it was just too ridiculous to risk it, removed the four monuments, saying it was in the interest of public safety after what happened in Charlottesville. They were taken down before First Light just the other day. There are others that have been taken down. A local chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy paid for the removal of a monument to Confederate soldiers that stood in front of a county administration building in Gainesville, Florida, for 113 years. Most of the people called it Old Joe. It was moved to a private cemetery outside of the city. That was a smart move, I think, there. In New Orleans, they removed four monuments dedicated to the Confederacy and opponents of Reconstruction. They did that months ago. The workers, to be safe, had helmets and flak jackets and masks on, so they would be okay. the there are other areas where there's a call to remove monuments, some that have not, you know, yet been removed. In Jacksonville, Florida, there's a proposal to remove multiple monuments. The president of the Jacksonville City Council called for them all to be down, to move them instead to a museum. The most prominent one, I've been to Jacksonville several times, they've got a statue of a Confederate soldier that sits atop a towering pillar in a place called Heming Park. In Lexington, Kentucky, the city council unanimously approved a proposal to remove two Confederate statues from the city's historic courthouse. The mayor has 30 days to propose a new location for the statues. So they're going to get removed and put someplace else. In Washington, D.C., this is interesting. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey tweeted late on Wednesday that he plans to introduce a bill to remove Confederate statues from the U.S. Capitol building. There's about 12 of them in the National Statuary Hall collection of Capitol buildings. So we'll see where that goes. At Stone Mountain, Georgia, I talked about this on a previous show. There's calls to remove the faces of the Confederate generals in the stone carvings, and that would be pretty big because, you know, here's the other thing. The Interior Secretary is saying they're not removing Confederate symbols, statues, monuments, whatever, that would alter history as far as federal. But notice they're all cities I was talking about, and the cities are the ones who are voting for that. Will it happen on a national level? Well, so far, no. It's not happening. At this point, when the dust settles, it'll be up to city councils to ultimately make the decision of where that goes. Coming up on this show, let me give you the menu. Forbes Books at Bedtime. And then my favorite psychologist, John Huber, stops by. John Huber, to me, has lots of credibility and chops in the business and desperately watches as so many elements of our society turn into fringe, wacky, out of control ideologies that lead to the deaths of too many innocent people. And he talks about what happens, what is the mindset when it comes to mental illness in this country. By the way, North Korea, the U.S. isn't going to strike in North Korea without consent. So the president of South Korea made sure to assure his people there will be no war. The United States promising to consult with South Korea before acting, so not going it alone and letting South Korea have a little bit in the decision making, a little bit of part in it, at least be informed. Stay with us.
I won't march no more. The day gonna come when I won't march no more. But while my sister ain't equal and my brother can't breathe, hand in hand with my family, we will fill these streets. Oh, my sister.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Sound of the ice cream truck. You know it. You ran down the street. You went to go get those popsicles, those creamsicles, those ice cream cones, right? When I was a kid, I just had to tell a lighter story. When I was a kid, I had a favorite Aunt Agnes, and she lived 2 blocks away from where I grew up, and she was such a spoiler. Oh, she was a spoiler. It was awesome to be a kid around Aunt Agnes. And so Aunt Agnes would, when you were visiting her, you heard that truck, she would hand you the money and tell you to get whatever you wanted. Just make sure that you got her a vanilla ice cream cone. So there's a lot of running after the truck. I have not seen an ice cream truck lately, but I assume, maybe wrong, that there are still some that exist. Nathan Reeder, in your childhood, did you run after an ice cream truck?
Yes. I think in the first neighborhood in New Hampshire, I do kind of remember an ice cream truck on the streets. And then was it Schwann's or something that comes and delivers to your house? I remember that in Vermont. Up here in Minneapolis, they are around.
They are. You see them.
Yep, and in a lot of the suburbs too.
Wow. Do you like a particular ice cream?
I do remember getting the orange sickles or whatever they are.
Orange sickles, yeah.
Push pop kind.
Now you just stick to like pizzas and subs.
Just pizza. That's all I eat now. Just pizza.
Give me another pizza.
Yeah,
I can't have any
pizza
stinking
sickles.
Ice cream. Pizza.
Mm.
Oh, that's fun. You know, many of you can relate to this. Sometimes the summertime, and I don't know about Minneapolis, Nathan, but when is the state fair? State fairs are big in some areas.
Yes, I believe it's starting this next week.
Oh, you're kidding. It's starting. So did it, a lot of fried food, perhaps?
Perhaps. I mean, I was really nonplussed when I heard when 2007 or 6 when they were frying butter in my home state of Iowa.
Fried butter
sticks.
Oh my gosh. That is brutal. That's all I can think of. That is brutal. All right, so I wanted to tell you about this. For all of you that want to put this on your bucket list, apparently the State Fair of Texas may have the craziest food of them all. So what they do is they announce they have a Big Tex Choice Awards, and they highlight the opportunities for people who have something interesting to deep fry, and they let them in to cook them. So they've got a deep fried breakfast cupcake, deep fried Fruit Loops, a crawfish lollipop, redneck wedding cake balls, sloppy Joe flautas, and something called a tamale donut. It gets served at the Texas State Fair. That's just brutal. At the end of September into the end of October.
Those all sounded pretty good.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me for people listening? Really?
Fruit Loops?
I don't know. Deep fried Fruit Loops? Really?
Yeah, and what were the flautas?
The flautas were Sloppy Joe flautas.
Yeah, come on.
Tamale donut? I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah, spicy donut?
Spicy donut. You know, donuts are good, but donuts are just empty calories flying around. They just are.
Yeah, well, you know, the wind provides beauty to us in many mysterious ways, okay?
Hey, people, you know what? You gotta do what you gotta do. So, for example, they have deep-fried bacon burger dog. They have a deep-fried bacon burger dog slider on a stick. And then they have State Fair cookie fries. So their cookies fried. You know, you can get pretty much anything fried you want there. You can. They have this new thing, and some of you probably know about it. It's a dessert. I'm sure they do it in other parts of the country, where you inject the balls of whatever. So let's say it's just dough, it's donuts, and you have cream, and you just inject them, or chocolate, and you eat them that way. They give you a syringe, and you inject the material or into it, the whatever the goop is, whether it's cream, whether it's chocolate, and that's how you eat them. I don't know. You want some syringe balls? You just inject the whipped cream on it. I don't know. There's something about it. But you know what? Here's the thing. It's popular. So you may see that at your state fair in Minnesota or your state fair in Ohio or your state fair in Florida. You just might see it. That's all I'm saying. There is the possibility. I feel like I have to mix this in. How about this? Apple is going to donate $2 million to anti-hate groups. They decided to do that. You know, and they've, of course, had problems with Facebook and what it's being used for. But the CEO said they're going to do that. They're going to do what they can to put in their part. Cook sent a memo to employees pledging the donations to the Southern Poverty Law Center and the Anti-Defamation League. And Apple is encouraging employees to contribute as well and is matching their payments by 2-to-1 through September 30th. Tim Cook tweeted out, "We've seen the terror of white supremacy and racist violence before. It's a moral issue, not it's an affront to America. We must all stand against it." Well said. Fewer words and just right to the point, and then donating some money as well for whatever can happen on the good side of things after something so horrible, happened. Sometimes movie stars have accidents just like the rest of us people. I just read a story about Tom Cruise, just for fun, I'm going to throw it in. He broke his right ankle during a roof jumping stunt on Mission Impossible 6. So there's a temporary shutdown of the film. Cruise's injury doesn't have a timetable for when he'll be back. And he said before that he does so much of his own stunts, and obviously there's a case of that. He was jumping from a rigging onto a building roof, and he came up short. He slammed into the building on that London set. So he was hoisted up. He was limping from the impact with the building. And he's known for his stunts. He's known to do that. So the director said he's great. He's in good spirits. He said when he went to see him, the first thing he said when I walked in the room was, "Dude, my ankle's broken," without missing a beat. "There's a silver lining to cloud. We just don't know what it is yet." And they're talking about 7 to 8 weeks. And apparently he was supposed to slam into the building anyway for the stunt. Boy, I don't know about doing your own stunts like that. But he likes doing them, and they insure it. They have to insure all of that. So if they insure it for enough, then it's okay. Then that's what they, you know, that's what they're going to do. If you're looking for some deep discounts and you need some sporting goods, go to Dick's Sports. They're increasing their discounts. They're saying that sales are expected to fall for plans to increase discounts. There's an emphasis on that right now. They say it might be the wrong time because customers are shopping online, but they're struggling, and they're trying to figure out, how do we get people in the store? And the answer is steep, steep discounts. But there should be reason for concern for any retailer. The more people can order online, the more they're busy, the more they're going to do that. And they're still talking about opening 43 new Dick locations, Dick Sporting Goods, and relocate some of them that are struggling and kind of move things around. Wow. There's always a silver lining. You just got to find what that silver lining is. Forbes Books at Bedtime next here on America Tonight.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
So pleased to welcome to the show a woman that I bumped into. I think she's trying to play shuffleboard. Sherry Horowitz.
Some shuffleboard thing going on here. Dear listener, if you feel like at any point that this shuffleboard thing is like you don't understand it, just be assured I'm the co-host here and I don't understand it either. Maybe so, by the end we'll understand.
Exactly.
You.
So bumping into Sherry was very fortuitous because we started talking about D.C. and kind of a wide swath of things, including the fact that now she's got Artemis Holdings, but she retired apparently in 2008. So I think there's a wild entrepreneurial story or spirit inside you. Am I right?
Oh, absolutely.
So first of all, tell us about the first company. You make it, you're killing it. You're like, boom, I'm gold, I'm retired. And what, you get the bug again?
Well, I've had 10 companies. I started in 93 doing leveraged buyouts. I left Greenberg Traurig and the nice, safe, secure golden handcuffs of a large law firm and bought a $70 million company, and I didn't pay a dollar for it. It was all debt. And from there, having learned to buy large companies with other people's money, I started to do that for the next 25 years. And in 2008, I retired and went back to work in 2014.
Huh. So something happened between 2008 and 2014 that you wanted
to. Well,
in
2008 I got sick, and it's something you should always know, which is you should prepare, because no matter how invincible you are, sometimes you're not.
Yeah. Well, you look very well, so I'm guessing that you recovered.
I did.
Yeah.
And I was lucky.
Yes. This is radio, and so our listeners can't see you, but you look like...
I got a big smile on my face.
You got a big smile. Thank you.
That's because our co-host is a nice young man.
So young is relative. But okay, thank you. I'll take it.
So what did you learn about... Obviously, you were good at it. What did you learn about taking other people's money and doing this deal where you were working with these companies and being able to do these buyouts, etc.? How did you really learn the ropes in that?
I had a reluctant mentor who was not surprisingly a man, and he taught me how to do leverage buyouts. And back in 93, there weren't a lot of women who did leverage buyouts. And from that process, I learned that mergers and acquisitions is probably a better way to grow a company in a short order than simply growing it organically. And in today's world, where we're looking at not quite a deflationary economy, but not a robust economy, M&A and growing by acquiring other businesses is not a bad idea for people in the small and medium-sized business world.
Explain why.
Well, you take any business that you run, and it takes time to get new customers, build customer relationships. It takes time to develop new product lines. But when you buy an existing business, often you can bring to it not only your perspective, but you get scale. You get those customer relationships. You get those employees who have the relationships. You get the new lines that have been developed, and you bring your perspective. And sometimes you can weed out the stuff that maybe wasn't so good because you're not married to it.
Is the first time the hardest? I mean, it just seems like it would be scary and intimidating the first time, and I'm guessing once you've done it, you realize, oh, I can do this.
I think it's always scary, and I think it's always good to have someone hold your hand through the process, because two heads are always better than one, and you'll always have lawyers and accountants and myriad other people that help you. But if you've had someone who's been through the process a number of times, they can sort of tell you what is going to happen and why you shouldn't be afraid. And yes, you should be afraid, but actually it's going to be okay.
You should do it anyway.
Yeah. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's exciting. It gets to give some people an adrenaline rush like me. And now I would rather help other people get that adrenaline rush as opposed to doing it. I was in, actually, a quick story. I was almost about to buy a company in Toronto at the end of 2015. And I thought, oh, shoot.
Thank you for cleaning that up at the end.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, my God, I'm going to have to move to Toronto. And I am going to have to go through this re-engineering process. And I'm going to be away from home for a year. I know. I'll be nothing but working. And I really, my stomach sunk. And I said, from now on, I'm going to help other people do it.
And
I don't want to do
it. Is that what Artemis does?
Yes. We do two things. We do private investments. I look for companies that want to grow through M&A. I help them through the process, bring in private equity or family offices or other people's money. And then if I can, I like to invest side by side with whomever I bring in as an investor. And I've learned to find the right companies for minority that will take minority interest. Like, that's something women really are not aware of and really interested in, because they are afraid to give up control at this point. So,
wow. So how's that process been that you realize now, and here you are at WPO, so this is the right... This is the secret sauce for you, actually, all the people that are here attending this. What would you say to those women that are reluctant?
Well, first of all, the way I work is trust. So if people come, I don't sell my services. People ask me what I do. I tell them, they go, oh, wow, that's great. And then it's from there, I develop relationships with people over a couple of years before we might move into that arena. And I'm working with two companies right now. And we'll see where we go. But it's
a lot of
trust.
And there's really
a
limit to how many of these kinds of relationships or deals that you're going to do at any one time anyway.
Me personally, yes.
Yes. I am. I'm talking about you. I mean, you're not looking to be the McDonald's of M&M.
I'm not looking to be the McDonald's of M&A, no.
But you
no.
would be willing to do an M&A with McDonald's.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
Actually, I'd be willing to take one of these women-owned businesses to McDonald's for an M&A.
An M&A.
Good point.
Doesn't Chipotle, for example, since Chipotle
was owned by McDonald's, yes. And then they were not owned by McDonald's.
Exactly.
That's right. They could use a McDonald's.
You know,
right
I thought
now.
It was really strange when I went in there one day and got a burrito and it was served on a bun.
What's the best deal that you've ever closed? The one that you just said, that's it. I mean, everybody has one of those. You just loved it.
If it's an M&A deal, it's when we acquired a what I call a Black World company from Kodak. Now, Black World means spy. So Kodak spent, as Kodak is known to do, hundreds of millions of dollars developing technology, and they ultimately had the Assistant Secretary of Star Wars running the business. Name will not be mentioned. And, you know, the truth is that the Assistant Secretary of Star Wars doesn't really know how to run a business, and we acquired
and Star
that
Wars,
business.
Not the movie, yeah. But the
Star Wars, Wars yeah. Under yeah. Ronald Reagan.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, no, that would be fun too. Yes, we had our own version of Star Wars.
And you
Wars
call that your ultimate deal because?
Well, you know, working in a room where you have a red phone and kind of, you know, metal walls is kind of, you know, cool, and, you know, classified clearances. And it was very, very interesting.
Working in Washington, you've worked through different administrations. You've dealt with, obviously, interesting politics, etc. What's that like? I mean, what's it like navigating those waters?
I love the United States. I'm a patriot. And so whomever is in office, I like to work with the United States in any way I can. Last administration, I worked as a goodwill ambassador for Greece and Portugal and entrepreneurship, and I traveled on behalf of the State Department. I've traveled on behalf of the Commerce Department. Bush assigned me to the National Women's Business Council, which was a presidential council on small business. So, you know, the last few presidents have been very kind to include me in their plans, and I hope this president does too.
Well, and let's not forget that you were very kind to be supportive of him and serve your country.
I'm a patriot.
Do you see more opportunity for women to step into a role kind of like yours in the future? I mean, is there anyone behind Sherry?
You know, I think it's a very slow process, too slow. I think my background is really all about finance, money, and how to use it. And I don't think enough women are comfortable yet, but the progress is occurring, but much slower than I would have expected.
Is the millennial generation, I believe that they have a different relationship with money and banking and credit and things like that. Do you think that that's going to add up to more women being in roles like yours?
You know, I think the millennial generation is so different that I can't even begin to think about what they're going to do or what's important to them. And I don't mean that as
a
dig.
No, I understand. You reach a certain point in your life where you look at the younger generation and you know they're going to do something, but boy, I used to be good at predicting the short-term future. I can't do it anymore. I'm not even good at predicting today.
I'm with you, because when I think something's going to happen, it's like, I am sure that Donald Trump will not be president. Okay? Well, wow. I mean, that was a prediction that went nowhere. So, no, I mean, I think the millennial, I worked 60 away from a millennial for 4 years. And, you know, very good work-life balance is what I took away from the millennials, and demand that the world give them more than we demanded. And I'm the we over 50.
Yes.
So I respect that. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little bit jealous.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they get to do it because of the groundwork that people like you did.
That's true.
Frankly.
You know, they're a lot smarter than a lot of us. I mean,
well,
they
demanded. It didn't come out of the blue. Had you made the same demands, you wouldn't be sitting here today, because you would have killed your career. They're making the demands. I mean it, because people like you, women like you, people like me, we saw that values could change, and we stood for them slowly in a way that progress allowed, but progress allowed them to have the view of the world that they do. It didn't just come overnight.
You know, I'll take your word for it. I am amazed. I am absolutely amazed. I left corporate America. I said, I'm not doing this. Yeah. I'm working for myself.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed at what the kinds of things corporate America is doing for millennials, as it should be.
Yes.
Yeah,
but that's
absolutely
my point. Yes.
Last question. What keeps you up at night?
My cough.
That was perfect.
I see a business opportunity here.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It was
Thanks.
Great talking to you.
It was great talking to you.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Morning breaks, you'll creep back to the attic. Here and now, the tiny light with avid eyes, hoping that someday you'll let it go.
Such a pleasure to bring onto the show Clinic Forensic Psychologist Dr. John Huber. You know, we talk about how we don't talk about mental illness enough in the United States, and finally we're starting to do that more. And on this show, anything I can do to shed a light on any aspect of it, I absolutely am available to do that, and I've told many, many people that. And today we're going to talk about anxiety, irritability, and that the fact that that might be one of the first warning signs of depression in kids. Doc, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. I'm glad that you're doing this. This is what we need.
So talk about that. Why is that one of the first warning signs, and how can you tell?
Well, kids in general, you know, they can understand everything we say, but they're learning how to talk still. They don't have the kind of vocabulary that we have, and they don't understand their emotions, so it comes out in agitation. They know they don't feel right, so they pester other people and stimulate confrontation. And a lot of times it even shows up like they have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Wow. So you have to, as a doctor, you have to try to differentiate between that. That's got to be tough sometimes because there must be some similarities.
Oh, definitely similarities. You know, we're always looking for that irritability with depression anyhow, even in adults. But when kids can't vocalize what's going on, it's really hard.
So as a doctor, what do you do to try to pull that out of kids?
Well, you know, a lot of it has to do with the age and developmental maturity of kids. When I'm doing therapy with kids, if you walked in, you might be surprised to find me on the ground coloring on the floor with my patients and playing blocks and Lincoln Logs and trying to get them to express themselves in ways that is easier for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's a tried and true kind of therapy, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. It's why when you're looking for a therapist for a child for this situation, you need to find somebody who actually has training and experience working with kids and adolescents.
So how can you tell, what are some of the warning signs that you might have a child at any age level that might be depressed?
Probably the big three are changes in sleep, changes in their appetite, and then that social withdrawal. They're just not playing with the friends they normally play with, or they isolate themselves completely.
Wow. So social withdrawal, changes in sleep, changes in appetite, definitely warning signs. What are some of the reasons why kids typically get depressed? Is it peer pressure? Is it something that's chemical? Is it a combination?
It's a combination. The same types of things that get adults depressed work with kids, too, only on their kind of a world. I mean, you have a young 5-6-year-old child, and their universe is the kitchen, the living room, and their bedroom. And all of a sudden, you put them into daycare or school, and now they've geometrically increased their world. And little things can cause stressors for them at that point that can overwhelm them.
Yeah, so what are some of the little things? Changes in the environment, because all of a sudden their world, like you mentioned, was the home, and now, boom, they're catapulted into a daycare where they've got other kids around them, activity, and having to try to meld into that and waiting to be picked up and whatnot.
Well, yes, and then they find their friend, and, you know, it's maybe their first friend outside of family, and all of a sudden a new player comes in, another child comes in, and he's having to share time or she's having to share time with that person. And it's like, wait, they don't like me anymore. Why do they have to have another friend? And they're not developmentally mature enough to comprehend that situation as adults are, or even adolescents in some level.
Yeah, makes sense. We're speaking with Dr. John Huber. He is a professor and teaches undergraduate and graduate psychology at Texas State University. So if a parent's in this situation, how can they help their kids who feel sad or seem like they're always sad?
Well, communication. That's the first step. Put your cell phone down. Put the iPad down. Get them off the iPad. Get them off their cell phone, you know, if they've got one. And talk to them and start a conversation with them and find out what they're thinking and feeling as best they can express it.
Yeah, you're the chairman also, by the way, it's worth telling everybody this for sure, for Mainstream Mental Health, which is a nonprofit that brings positive change to the lives, that's the goal, to the lives of people who suffer from mental health issues. So what are some of the things that you've been able to do with Mainstream Mental Health?
Well, right now we're doing a lot of education and trying to get people to address the fact that every one of us has to deal with mental health issues at some point, whether it's ourselves or a family member. Looking at the U.S. data from the U.S. government, 1 in 5 of us meets the criteria for some sort of diagnosis. Unfortunately, only about 1 in 4 of those individuals actually get help. So we have to deal with it every day at work, when our families get together at holidays, and if we don't talk about it, we're not going to be able to deal with it successfully.
Yeah, and you heard me mention that at the top. I can't do enough to shine a light on that because I see that, as you say, 1 in 5, and then maybe 1 in 4 get help. That is a staggering statistic, I have to tell you that, Doc. And why probably people don't get help is because maybe they don't have access, they don't know who to reach out to, they don't think they can afford it, or they don't want people to know. The not wanting people to know, I would think, would have to be pretty high on some people's lists.
Definitely, definitely the stigma associated with that. But what we need to realize is, you know, this is considered, you know, part of your health care records and stuff. So they're not going to actually know unless you come out and tell people. It's between you and your caretakers, your physicians, your psychologists, and your therapist and your family. So we should treat it like we would getting pneumonia or the cold.
I totally agree. And it seems to ratchet up, and I'm sure for kids as well, because that's where we started. When you talk about children and anxiety and irritability and all of that, it has to, I would assume, get maybe worse over the holidays. Does it?
Yes. I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to immerse yourself in the people who know you the best. And if you've got a sibling or a cousin who likes to tease you about something, they know all the right words. They know all the right buttons. And so it's not always a good thing to take a break from the school stressors or those social stressors that we have to deal with on a normal everyday situation.
Yeah, boy. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. Keep it up for sure. Dr. John Huber, again, trying to really raise an awareness, and check out mainstreammentalhealth.org. Thanks for being with us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. I really do appreciate that, Kate.
Wow, so I think it's good. I think it's important. I really mean this. I've seen this with people I know. I have several friends who have come to me and have been dealing with something that they haven't told very many people about. And I think it's good to reach out to the people around you, like when you're not feeling right, and tell them, let them know, so that you can get help. And it's not a persistent thing that's gnawing away at you and eating at you and, you know, causing you problems. I'm very happy to say that we're starting to talk about this more, and I think it's super important, especially, you know, here we were talking a lot about kids and what were the warning signs, and it makes sense. All of a sudden you're in one place and you're foisted into school, and I can't even think back. I'm thinking back to what it was like when you, and many of you remember this, when you first went to school, and you could say, well, buck it up, but it's so different now. And I think the ability to see those signs and to help a child or grandchild or whoever it might be, it's so vital when they're younger. Because if you can nip this and work on it when somebody's younger, imagine how much healthier they would be as adults. And that's part of the problem, because of that what happens to you as you're young, what forms, what goes on when you're children in those key years, 1 through really 6, and how you pull that into adulthood. So imagine if you're suffering from something like depression, and you're young, and very young, and you have high anxiety, and you have high irritability, but people slough it off as kids will be kids, and that's the way it is, and they're not paying attention to those signs. I think if you could pay attention to those signs at the younger age and have the ability to treat that, again, I'll say that, I think it makes the leap into adulthood a little bit different than when it goes unnoticed and kind of flies under the radar, if you will. So hopefully a lot of people were able to get something out of that. Go to mainstreammentalhealth.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.